This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Sahib Sohail. First name is Sahib, S-A-H-I-B, last name is Sohail, S-O-H-A-L. Date of birth 5/13/2017. This letter is being written to Dr. Pranoti Nigam. First name is Pranoti, P-R-O-N-O-T-I. Last name is Nigam, N-I-G-A-M Nigam. Address 4205 San Felipe Road, Suite 110, San Jose, California 95132. Telephone number 408-238-8303. Fax number 408-238-8307-5. Dear Dr. Nigam, N-I-G-A-M Nigam, this is a brief follow-up letter on our mutual patient, Sahib Sohail, period. As you very well know, Sahib has a significant nasal congestion and sleep and difficulty in breathing, with occasional cough period. He has been evaluated at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital, and they recommended adenoid removal for his snoring and possible nighttime difficulty in breathing period. Certainly, he has also been experiencing some cough and congestion and was in emergency room at RMC for shortness of breath and wheezing period. He was given a treatment with nebulizer, and that certainly resulted in significant improvement period. Since then, he's been taking Zyrtec, Dimetapp, and Benadryl with minor benefit period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms period. Adenoid removal has been recommended by physicians at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital, and that and the family will certainly give it a consideration period. Skin testing revealed very large reaction to tree pollens, grass pollens, and weeds period. Certainly his allergies are pretty much consistent with the amount of, with the kind of symptoms that he has been experiencing period. My final diagnosis is allergic rhinitis, number two, significant allergies to trees, grasses, and weeds. Number three, history of large adenoids with some degree of obstructive apnea. My treatment, number four, mild low-grade eczema, both elbows, with not responding to hydrocortisone cream period. My treatment plan is as follows. Number one, Singulair 5 milligram at bedtime. Number two, Zyrtec 10 milligram if needed for persistent allergy symptoms. Number three, I arrange a nebulizer for them to be delivered at home, and he has been using it with significant success period. So far, we are using albuterol 2.5 milligram up to twice daily period. Certainly, if his wheezing becomes more troublesome, then then budesonide can be added, B-U-D-E-S-O-N-I-D-E. Number four or five, Kenalog cream 0.1% twice daily for next 1 to 2 weeks on his for his eczema period. I believe he should do quite well, and I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regard, end of dictation on patient Sahib Sohail. Thank you.